This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. There are fewer reported coronavirus cases, but the death toll continues to rise. More than 2,000 people have now died, and the number of those infected exceeds 75,000. Here's VOA's Julie Tabo.
The WHO Director General said it's crucial for impacted countries to be transparent and share information with the World Health Organization so it can help.
This signals show the importance of all countries being ready for the arrival of the virus, to treat patients with dignity and compassion.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.
Hundreds of people began disembarking a quarantined cruise ship off Japan today, as the country says nearly 80 more virus cases have been confirmed on the ship after its quarantine ended. VOA's Jim Bertel reports.
About 500 passengers have left the cruise ship Diamond Princess so far at the end of a much criticized two-week quarantine aboard the vessel docked in Japan that failed to stop the spread of the new virus among passengers and crew. The quarantine's flop was underlined as authorities announced many more new cases, bringing the total on the ship to well over 600. Results are still pending for some other passengers and crew among the original 3,700-plus people on board. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
A respected Japanese virologist says if the Tokyo Olympics were tomorrow, the games probably couldn't be held because of the fast-spreading virus from Wuhan, China. The local Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee and the International Olympic Committee have repeatedly said over the last few weeks they are following the advice of the World Health Organization and the games will go on. The modern Olympics dating from 1896 have only been canceled during wartime, and in 1980 and 1984, they went on with boycotts. This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security says it will bypass federal laws on building contracts to speed up construction of a wall aimed at blocking illegal crossings at the southern border. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Critics are objecting to a plan by the Homeland Security Department to waive procurement regulations like open competition and bidders' appeals to allow nearly 200 more miles of border wall to go up more quickly. The Project on Government Oversight says waiving the requirement for certified cost data could lead to grossly inflated prices and opens the door for shoddy work without any remedy. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf says he hopes the waivers, approved by Congress in 2005, will accelerate some of the construction going along the southwest border. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights has expressed horror at the scale of the humanitarian crisis in northwest Syria, which has resulted in mass deaths and injuries of civilians. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet describes conditions under which civilians are forced to live in Idlib and Aleppo as cruel beyond belief. She condemns the indiscriminate and inhumane attacks against civilians and is calling for an immediate end to hostilities. Her spokesman, Rupert Colville, says civilians, mostly women and children, are living in terror under scraps of plastic sheeting in freezing temperatures while bombing is going on.
Civilians fleeing the fighting are being squeezed into areas without safe shelter that are shrinking in size by the hour. And still they're bombed.
The United Nations estimates fighting has forced more than 900,000 civilians to flee their homes since December. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
An Istanbul court acquitted noted philanthropist Osman Kavala on charges of sedition, ending a trial that drew international attention as a test of civil liberties in Turkey. Kavala and eight other defendants were acquitted on all charges for a lack of concrete evidence. The UK unveils immigration overhaul for 2021, focused on skills. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative government says the new rules would open up the UK to the brightest and best from around the world, while ending the reliance on cheap, low-skilled labour coming into the country. But British employers say the radical changes could bring about a crisis for sectors such as health and social care. Hundreds of thousands of EU citizens currently held jobs in sectors including farming, healthcare, and restaurants that are relatively low paid. Charles de Ledesma, London.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.